Hi, this is the Great Transparency, and you are listening to Do Not Keep Silent.
Welcome to Do Not Keep Silent.
Speaking out the name of Jesus in action and word.
Encouraging and equipping.
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves.
Do what it says. Do not keep silent.
Everyone, I'm sitting down with Dallas Lewis, who is the author of Girlfriends, Giggles, and God. It is her first book, and as you've also heard, she's in the process of writing her second book. And you can also find out more information out about her at www.tobefaithful.org, and that's the number two, the letter B, tobefaithful.org. That's when I'm hanging out again with Dallas Lewis, and just appreciate you being with us, taking time. Dallas, we thank you so much. And, you know, also, is the book available? Well, it's already available now, but are you planning any signings or appearances or anything with it, or are you all done with that?
No, I am. I don't have any on the calendar right now. I am scheduled to do some speaking next year, but I don't have any available right this minute. My schedule's a little bit tied up for the next couple of months, but I'm available over the summer. If anybody wants to have me out, I'll be happy to fly out to wherever. But for the next couple of months, my schedule's a little bit tied up until, I would say, probably early July.
Okay.
But after that, I'm available.
Okay. And to do that, to book you to come in to do that, how could they do that?
Go to my website and click on the contact us link.
Okay. All right. Perfect. And, you know, I just want to ask, you know, do you do anything else as well other than writing, or is that it?
No, I speak. Okay. I do a lot of women's retreats. And the women's retreats, my primary goal with that, obviously, is making sure that the ladies know that how important Bible study is and relevant to them that the Bible is for today's woman. And that's so important. I missed that in my early 20s. And it was something that wasn't made clear to me when I was in my early 20s, that I thought the Bible was something that I was going to get to later. And I want to make sure that today's younger women don't miss that opportunity. I want them to understand that it is it's relevant for them, that God wants to meet with them right now. And I do a lot of speaking, a lot of talking for a mixed generation.
Mm-hmm.
And the word mentor seems to scare people, but I do want them to know that we can just walk together. And so we have a lot of, I try to do some talks and some weekend retreats where there's a mixing of the generations, a bridging of that, of the age groups, and to know that there's so much that our younger generation can learn from our older generation, and that runs both ways, that our older generation learns so much from our younger generation. So I do a lot of that as well. I also do some leadership training I'm a big, big fan of MOPS, the Mothers of Preschoolers group.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is such a vital organization for women who have young children at home, that getting connected with a local MOPS group is just vital to their sanity while they've got babies at home. And I do a lot of work with the MOPS groups here in Houston, and so I'm open for leadership training for any MOPS group, even though I'm not affiliated with MOPS anymore on a leadership level. I used to be, but I do all kinds of things. I'm a jack of all trades.
Okay, and you know, earlier in the interview, you had said that you had either left or moved on from your position or something. Is that because of the book?
It is.
Just because it's gotten so crazy, or, you know, why is that?
It is. I have been at my position with the church for 7 years, and that my schedule was getting a little bit hectic with the new book, with the speaking and the traveling. I was not able, and I still have a family at home, I was not able to give 100% to either task, and that wasn't fair to my women at the church, and it wasn't fair to my women on the road, and something had to give. And my husband and I began to pray over this about 6 months ago as to which direction God was really going to lead us down, and we came to the realization that I was going to be stepping down from my position at the church and stepping into a new area of ministry, a very, you know, unsure area of ministry on the road.
Mm-hmm.
But we believe that this is where that perfect peace comes in. Even, you know, even when things are not clearly marked out, we know that God has a plan for us. And this is where we feel that I'm supposed to be writing and speaking on the road.
Mm-hmm. Exciting. You know, what have you learned from this whole experience?
Patience in spades. I have learned patience. Nothing happens quickly. And I have been a writer probably all my life and didn't know how to actually put it to paper. I write things down and realize that I write the way that I talk, and that drives my editing staff crazy. And so we have to write things down and then hurry up and wait. And it takes a long time to get a book published. And so I have learned patience in spades. And I'm still working on that because I like things done yesterday, and that's just not the way this is gonna. That's not the way this works.
Right.
But God is showing me all kinds of things, and I'm able to use all kinds of things. That everything happens for a reason, and I'm so thankful for that. I'm so thankful that He knows so much better than I do. And if I got my way, I'd be in a mess right now. Mm. But because He's God, and He has such great things planned for us. This was all perfect timing. Mm-hmm. Everything was perfect timing, and I'm so blessed to be just to be a part of it.
Mm, praise God. You know, as we're getting out of here, you know what? I want to have this. You know, what is your favorite story from the book?
My favorite story from the book would probably have to be. Everybody's favorite story that's coming back is when my husband dumped me in the lake.
Okay.
We bought a boat a couple of years ago, and I didn't realize that he had never driven a boat before.
Uh-oh.
And yeah, that is problematic. It is problematic. And what ended up happening is that he tried to swing close to the dock to help me get into the boat and load all of the kids into the boat. And he overcorrected when I was to grab the nose of the boat, and it started to pull away from the dock. And I reached a point where I realized I was in real trouble when I could no longer let go of the boat. And it was moving further and further away from the dock, and my hands were on the boat and my feet were on the dock, and I had no choice but to let go of the boat and go for a swim.
Uh-oh.
And the kids had a fit. I mean, they thought I was going to drown. I'm in, you know, about 4 feet of water, so I wasn't going to drown. There were 15, 20 other boats circling the dock and the ramp, and, I mean, it was just a mess. And Jeff is crying. He's laughing so hard. You know, there's a fisherman on the other side of the dock that had vaulted out of his boat to come and pull me back up onto the dock, screaming, "Are you okay? Are you okay?" It was hysterical. And the moral of the story is that I could have gotten really upset with Jeff, and I wasn't real happy with him. But we laughed about it. It gave us something to start the weekend off. We figured out by the end of the weekend how to drive it. We didn't hurt ourselves. We didn't wreck the boat. We had a little trouble getting it back on the trailer, but we did okay.
Yeah.
And to know that, you know, that God placed us together for a reason, and there's just no sense. We need to cherish every minute, and it was just something we could laugh about. I was thankful for it.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you find it funny, because a lot of women would not be happy. And if that happened to a man, I know they'd be kind of ticked. So that's pretty encouraging that you said, "All right, I'm just going to love my husband. I said till death do us part." So that's exciting. Everyone, I've been sitting down with Dallas Lewis. She is the author of Girlfriends, Giggles, and God. And you can find out more information out about her at 2bfaithful.org. That's 2, the number, the letter B, faithful.org. and you can go there and find out more information. Dallas also does a lot of speaking, and if you'd like to bring her in, I'm sure you can find out information there as well. And we just really appreciate you taking the time, and we just, God bless you with your endeavor and the new book as well, Dallas. So thank you for meeting with us.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
Absolutely. We did too, and you know, God bless, and let's definitely keep in touch, okay?
Absolutely. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.